Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300, KGLO, good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's time to welcome into the studio Lark Traegstad for our Caregiver Corner. Hi, Lark.
Da-da-da-da.
Indeed, da-da-da-da. Yeah, well, I'm looking here, too. You always come with something that makes me, I gotta check the cartoons first. My mind gets to wandering, and I become troubled.
Yeah.
We're doing little Peanuts today, are we?
Yeah, there's Snoopy laying on top of his doghouse, and he's fretting.
He's fretting?
Yes.
Snoopy is fretting. People, Snoopy is fretting.
You know that feeling in the middle of the night where you just think all the world's trouble will come down, and there you are.
There you are. There you are. Well, people of all ages can have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep or have poor quality sleep, insomnia.
Right.
There are many possible causes, including stress, changes in schedule, diet, or as a side effect of medicines.
Yeah, and as people age, they generally spend less time in the deepest stage of sleep. And after 40, sleep becomes lighter and it is easier to wake up. Sleep is considered a problem, though, only when the person is not satisfied with their sleep or when the person feels drowsy and has other related symptoms the following day, or when the sleep problems suggest an underlying serious illness.
Sometimes making a few simple lifestyle changes, such as getting more exercise during the day, is all that is necessary for a person to begin sleeping soundly. At other times, eye health problems such as stress, hormonal changes, poor nutrition, or drinking alcoholic beverages may cause insomnia.
Right. And the most common reason for a sudden change in sleep patterns is, as you mentioned, emotional stress or nervousness. Depression can keep people awake and wakes them up at early hours. Unfortunately, dementia frequently alters sleep-wake patterns. A person with dementia may sleep during the day and then stay awake and even wander at night. But also medicines such as diuretics, water pills, that is, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medicines, painkillers, and drugs for Parkinson's disease can also affect sleep problems.
Sometimes people show odd behaviors while sleeping, which may be noticed only by a spouse or a companion. Behaviors such as moving the arms or legs, kicking, loud snoring, or choking sounds are signs of possible sleep disorders, and they should be brought to healthcare providers' attention.
And we were just talking about my beagle's loud snoring, so, you know, that's the Snoopy thing. One disorder to be concerned about, though, is sleep apnea, a condition in which people briefly stop breathing while asleep, and this causes them to wake up many times during the night. They might not be aware of it. Sleep apnea can cause fatigue the next day and is associated with high blood pressure, heart disease, and heart failure.
When we experience strain, like the strain of caregiving, sleep becomes even more important.
Yeah.
Caring for someone else takes an incredible amount of effort that may be emotional, physical, and mental.
Absolutely. Caregivers are learning, and guess what, Tim? They're essentially learning to be nurses. And they're running a marathon of the mind, and they need to make sure they plan for recovery time.
Better sleep can improve the caregiving experience. Any tips that may help family caregivers get better shut-eye, starting maybe tonight?
Yeah. I personally, over the years, have found that attending appointments with my elderly parents really helps. And knowing what you're dealing with in terms of a parent's physical and mental condition will help calm your thoughts from racing out of control in the middle of the night. Stop scaring yourself. I do that sometimes. And get the facts. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can make plans for treatment options.
Poor quality sleep can result from caregiver strain, but high quality sleep can help reduce it.
Balance.
Balance? Balance.
That darn thing.
Balance. There we go. The older I get, the earlier late is.
And there's Snoopy again. That's doing some Z's on top of his doghouse.
That's good. Yes. And naps can work every now and then.
Yes, but not too many. Not too many.
Lark, if somebody wants to find out more information about this and any other caregiving tips and help, right, where do they go?
NorthIowaSageLink.com. And what we try to look at are practical, everyday living things. We're not diagnosing big problems in medicine, but just trying to help life, improve quality of life for caregivers.
Stuff that we all can go through.
That's right. And we don't have a choice sometimes.
Yeah, very true. Lark, good to see you.
You too.
Lark Trigstad with us today on our Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.